podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 33. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what's going on, guys?
Nothing too much, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Just here.
Having fun. I like to hear it.
We're back at it, right?
Yeah. You guys had a nice getaway.
A little vacay, yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go? Tell the listeners.
Went down to Fort Morgan, which is around Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area. So it's first time for both of us.
Yeah, okay, I was going to ask it that.
We didn't just go together. We went with our families, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate and I, we just took some time together.
Hey, Sean, let's go to the beach and just sit.
Stroll out to the beach. Oh, good. And I saw you guys went to the, what was it, Fort Morgan?
We went to the actual Fort Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we loved. We could honestly spend
really
more
cool
time there. We were there for a while.
But. And the wives liked it, which was surprising to
me. And the kids.
They're all walking around. They're like, this place is really cool. And they're like, take a picture here.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I was in my element because there's a lot of history. And then Nate, of course, we were both going on about, he was figuring out some of the dynamics of how they did like the different guns and all that kind of the big guns, and which is really cool. And it is supposed to be one of the most haunted places in Alabama, which I did not know that.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Okay.
And we did not stay there after hours, unfortunately.
But yeah, it closes at 5.
Yeah. But it was just, it was
so
really
cool.
So
how long did it take you guys to walk? Like, when did you go?
A couple hours, probably, right?
Yeah, or an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, an hour and a half,
there's
2 hours.
There's more to see. We just, everybody was hangry.
Oh,
ready,
yeah.
Ready for lunch, so.
Yeah, when that happens, it's time to bowl.
Wives, yeah, no.
Take care of that.
We were all getting hungry, yeah. It felt like a video game, though. That's what the kids kept saying. This feels like some kind of a, you know,
like war, Call of Duty
Call
or something
of Duty
like that.
Or
yeah.
War games or something. And
well,
it,
the
it,
pictures
it
you sent me, it looked like that. I've never played, but I've seen. Yeah, I know.
It's very surreal. And you could tell there's been death and destruction there. I mean, the history goes back to the War of 1812. And then it goes into, you know, like they talked about the Civil War, and that's what the kids went back and told kids at school, some of their friends and their teachers, like there was Civil War, you know, battles down here and nobody or down there and nobody even knew that. So it's like, yeah, you don't think about that kind of stuff.
No,
so.
Right. Well, good. Yeah. Those pictures were cool. It looked real. It just looked, a lot bigger than I would have thought.
Yeah, it is real big.
It looked long and big wide floor, and a lot of room to check out. Yeah.
And it actually, served the military through World War One and Two.
Yeah. Oh, did it really?
Yeah. They utilized it.
Oh, okay. And I know. I think we're going to do a mini on that.
Yeah.
You guys can compile your.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Stories and notes about it. Yep. But so when did it actually close? Then, as far as not being utilized or used.
1950 was what they said in the brochure there that they gave us, and they said that the Army basically left it. You know, just kind of abandoned it. I think was the verbiage. And then I think it was in 1970s or 1970, it became a national historic, area or whatever, deemed that
way.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Nate's got the little brochure right here.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
But it was really cool. But yeah, I didn't know much about it. I'd heard of it before, but you hear about those forts but there's just a lot of cool history. And you could feel, I told Nate, I'm like, I'm not seeing anything but you could feel, that there was a lot of heavy history there and a lot of. There'd been a lot of men there and a lot of death. And
I could just see in the pictures, I could just see wow, that's a,
well,
it's old and.
Their manual saying Fort Morgan turned over to state of Alabama as a historical site in 1946.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just a year after World War II.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they utilized it. U.S. Army, Navy, and Coast Guard operated the post as an ordnance depot and guarded against German U-boats in the Gulf.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
very neat.
Saw some action for a while.
Heck yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. I appreciate that. And yeah, I'm glad you guys are back. We're back at the mic. So
we're back.
We were just talking before we got on air that it feels like it's been a month.
Yeah, I mean,
it's only been a week, but you get that feeling when we go 2 or 3 weeks in a row recording.
And oh, yeah.
Then when just 1 week off, wow.
Yeah, like it seems forever.
Mm-hmm. We were 2 or 3 weeks off.
And then it was like, okay, we take a break. Well, I told you that Nate and I were practicing on the beach. We were still trying to, you know, tell people that we had a podcast and our microphones weren't plugged into anything, but we were still trying
to plug them into. You made like, did you make like a little mixer out of the sand?
Well, and then exactly. Well, we let the kids do that, but yeah.
The mics were shells.
Shells, exactly. Shells. Right.
People are like, you guys okay?
Hold it up to your ear. You can hear the podcast.
Right.
We got some strange looks of that. Right. But, you know,
yeah. Well, I tried to get a hold of you. I couldn't hear you guys. That connection wasn't working too well. So
next time we'll have to do the podcast remotely. You know, like Malaysian creeped out, the beach version.
Hear the waves in the background and the seagulls.
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I know you guys are. And listeners, we're always glad that you're joining us. So, yeah, episode 33. Nate said, is this really 33? Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Larry Bird's number, you said, right. Which is awesome.
That's right.
It's a great number.
Indiana legend, basketball legend. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, Sean, excuse me as I lose my voice, do you want to give the listeners some pre-topic announcements?
I do. You can't lose your voice already. We're at the beginning here.
No.
Come on, old man.
Laryngitis.
I do. We're going to split some of these announcements up. So I'm going to start with mentioning the merch. So we got to mention the merch. We have our logo on anything that you can imagine. So we appreciate any kind of merch you need, especially as we go into the holiday season.
Yes.
Todd's getting that look over there. Like Halloween's coming up.
Come on, guys.
Coming up. Come on, baby.
Don't let me down.
So merch of all kinds. We, of course, and we've said this for a long time, but we would always appreciate ratings and reviews. We, if you have iTunes, of course. So, and I think a lot of them you can like, you know, whether you like it or if it's your favorite and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, whatever you can do to, that helps our numbers quite a bit.
Yeah. And it helps us move up, and you don't have to type a whole paragraph, just type something, you know, it all gets credited and you can just type nice. Good
better
show.
Than, great. Better than sliced bread, right?
As yeah. Right. Right. No. Just
awesome. With an exclamation mark.
And if you're on iTunes while you're already listening, go ahead and use that time to do the rating and review while you're already in there.
Exactly. Not to, we're planting seeds.
Just trying to help you out, listeners.
Plant some seeds, right? Make the garden grow.
Yeah.
And one of the most important things, and we've decided to put this at the beginning, Todd had suggested this, and I think it's a good idea because not everybody listens. You know, some people listen piecemeal. Some people listen in the beginning. They want to just listen to the content. But we've always put a mention of what we're doing here as a community. We enjoy this community coming together, having guy time, and being able to do something fun. But a big part of this is the mental health aspect, and we want to give out these numbers every single time because one of the best things you can do for yourself is take care of yourself and get help when you need it. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four is HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four on that is TALK.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean.
No problem.
And yeah, we just want you guys to be as healthy as you can, you know, mentally and emotionally. So like you said, not everybody listens all the way through, you know, after the content's over. So I wanted to make switch it up and make sure that's
they should, because it's excellent content at the end. it's a little silly, but
no. Yeah, I just thought, you know, let's get that at the beginning.
I agree,
just to make sure, you know,
podcast hugs right here up at the beginning. I like it.
Yeah. So awesome job. And I got a couple of extra special announcements. Just to remind everybody, next Wednesday, the 27th, will be our Facebook Dead Halloween special.
Ooh.
Which is a Facebook Live. And it's going to be...
I'm confused. Is it dead or is it live? I can't...
It comes and goes.
I come dead.
Kick it. See if it moves.
I come alive, though, right?
Yeah. And then by the end, we're dead.
We're dead.
It just kind of comes and goes. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll just wing it. So 7 p.m. So we'll be do our best to be around that time. So, yeah. So join us if you want to see us in costumes for a little bit as well. So... We're looking forward to that.
Dead or alive, right?
I'm just glad it's finally here. Be there dead or alive.
Wanted dead or alive.
Yeah. Next week, 27th, 7 p.m. For Halloween special. We're looking forward to that. And then we have a podcast that we want to promote. I've been listening to all the episodes. They do a good job. Brett and Carl of the Evil Never Dies podcast. So here is a little promo of their podcast.
Do you love heavy metal? Do you love everything about horror? Then join host Brett and Carl for the Evil Never Dies podcast. all major platforms. And remember, always stay evil.
Well, there you go. The Evil Never Dies. Check it out. It's a great podcast. I know Carl and Brett do a lot of, they talk about heavy metal. And
they're experts.
They are. They know their stuff.
And the movies, too.
Yeah.
They know
their
movies.
And I just listened to their latest episode. They were ranking the top Halloween movies of the franchise.
I got
to
listen to that.
Excellent. And I think I put it on Facebook. They did a great job. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, give these guys a shout out. They put
dudes.
A lot of time.
They really
they
are. Yep.
Down to earth, fun, and I think you'll like it. So, and they do have a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And they have, I think they have Instagram. I'm not sure, but definitely, So let's give, and when you listen, give them a rating and review, just like we ask. So
we
want to boost them up in the ratings and
definitely.
Anything we can do to help them. And they're good dudes.
The funny thing is that people would talk about, it's so weird that you have a podcast and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, no, it's more surreal than that. Like I have people that when they text me or message me, I get texts and messages from people like Evil Never Dies. And I was like, I was showing people at work and some of my friends, I'm like, look at this. And they're like, you really do. And I was like, no, these guys are out there and it's mm-hmm. awesome. Like, and just their logos. Totally cool.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just, mm-hmm.
it's great. Yeah.
Kick, you know what?
So definitely give
yes.
them a listen. So, awesome. So from that, we are going to turn it over to Mr. Sean. For the topic
is me, and tonight, we are going to talk about Black Eyed Kids. This is Todd's pick, so give him full credit. I don't know how it gets any creepier than this. I say that all the time.
Like, bizarre.
We're going to talk about something creepier and creepier, but this is it gives me the willies. Whatever, take that as you will. But
we talk about when it involves in kids,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Anything's.
Super,
more spookier and creepier.
Super creep,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to try not to call this Black Eyed Peas, because it's not Black Eyed Peas, and we all make all your references. Every time I'd look up Black Eyed Kids, every once in a while that's mixed in there. I'm like, no, yeah. I don't want Black Eyed Peas, Dan.
Yeah.
I do love the Black Eyed Peas, but
right.
Let's get it started.
Different genre. Let's
get
go.
It started in here, but, okay. So Black Eyed Children, or Black Eyed Kids, are an American contemporary legend of paranormal creatures that resemble children. So, ooh, maybe they're not children. Between ages 6 and 16 with pale skin and black eyes, who are reportedly seen hitchhiking or begging or encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. Just looking at the pictures of them, it just doesn't look natural.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing.
I liked your pictures that you put on the Facebook.
Yeah.
That was good.
I wanted to. Oh,
spooky.
Like the Wendigos, I've just been uh-huh. We've been getting into some creepy stuff, and it's like, let's just go hog wild, right?
So did you guys, when did you hear about this phenomenon, the Black Eyed Kids? Recent or?
Well, looking into them just, here recently when mm-hmm. you decided to do this story. But I, looking back, I've probably heard of them, I just didn't really have a name to the face type ordeal,
Yeah, I'd say the last couple of years or so, but when you brought it up, I hadn't looked into it this much, honestly. Didn't know. Is it a real thing? What's going on? Is this, I've seen a lot of medical conditions,
Yeah, I've seen,
They need to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Hope they have vision care.
Yeah.
Maybe their parents have.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures and stuff in the past where, kids with black eyes, whatever, sort of creepy, they're possessed or whatever, but... I never really looked into it.
So I hadn't until, I think I mentioned this a lot, until I started really listening to podcasts and this type of podcast, I had never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on here? So
well, when you mentioned them, it sort of took me to Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, mm-hmm.
I think they're even creepier because
yeah.
at least the Children of the Corn have... normal
yeah.
features.
Yeah, they look normal.
They're not robotic.
I mean, they want to kill you, but...
Sure. They want to. I mean, that's their agenda.
Yeah,
to murder you. But yeah. other than that, Nate...
you expect human features to look a certain way, and mm-hmm. then not yeah. to say, people have disabilities and things like that, and you can alter the human body, but still look human-esque, humanoid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you take somebody's eyes and you black them out, that just doesn't...
Because that's the... That's
almost...
Yeah. What they say, windows to the soul.
Yeah.
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yeah, and it's like hollow. What? You're looking into nothing.
Like comic booky, kind of not good.
Yeah, not good.
Villain.
Not good. Mm-hmm.
These, they say they range, from age 6 to 16, mm-hmm. normally, or at least they appear to be that age. And they originated in the mid-90s. I think the earliest account was 1996. But it says it may even stretch back into the 50s or even further back than
that. Did you see that? So I got back into the 80s. But
I did.
Yeah, I saw 80s.
Yeah. I don't know.
And who knows? It could have
50s,
been
the pictures that they show, like the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like, do those... My first thought is like, are they these like... Photoshopped it's just or made right. up, you know what I mean? Like I'm not sure how valid those are.
But 50s was Roswell and stuff, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean they're saying that.
I think that was 47 or 48.
Yeah, so I mean they're claiming that these are potentially paranormal too. Right. So
I've talking about kids mm-hmm. or like just photographs, old photographs. Look at those, and they look creepy anyway because mm-hmm. you know back then they didn't smile.
Especially
when you go back to like the early 1900s, there's no smile, and just.
Old Halloween costumes.
Oh, you posted those. Those are 3 weeks
ago.
Yeah. I've been seeing more and more of that, too.
That is really, out there.
Mm. Even like, some of ours in the 80s are a little creepy. If you look at them, they're like, I don't know how we breathed in them. I don't know.
I had those masks, with the little string or the little...
That would always break.
Yeah, elastic.
Yeah.
And I love those things. And I'm, just looking back. And then when you see pictures, though, of those same ones, I'm like, whoa, those are weird.
That's what I'm doing. Now, for Facebook Dead, I'm just going with black eyes. I'm going to just get some prosthetic black eyes, black my eyes out. That's what I'm going to do and make you guys look at it the whole time. You're like, hey.
We'll put a sheet over
it. Exactly. Yeah, right. He is now a ghost.
You are now a ghost. And we don't see.
That'd be a little too creepy, right?
But yeah, I think with those photographs already looking weird and creepy and strange, then you add the kids like, okay.
Yeah.
So. I think it's interesting that they used to try to be so serious and so like revered mm-hmm. and respectful. But then I think I even posted one time there was these old pictures from, I don't know if it was early 1900s or late 1800s, but there was this couple and they were trying to take serious pictures, but it showed some of the outtakes and they were actually laughing and smiling too. So it's like they knew they had to have a good time. But when they were taking a picture, that was serious business, you know.
Well, yeah. I've heard also that they said, you know, and there wasn't so much harder back then.
There wasn't much to smile about.
There wasn't much to smile about. Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
This is a good much of a smile you're going to get.
Back in early photography, it took so long for the picture exposure.
No, oh, that's.
Right. I think it was hard to hold a smile. It's easier just to be flat faced.
Or they go, that's anytime now.
All right.
Hold it for 15 minutes. We're almost done. Okay.
So maybe easy for us. They're like, we love a smile, but the technology
smiles. Yeah.
Technology stinks.
You look better with a frown. Let's just go with your normal.
Whose idea was this?
resting, you know what face.
Daddy, mommy, my face hurts. Just do it. All right. You know what? Don't smile.
My face went numb.
So, yeah. So,
they say that they appear to be desperate, lost, and there's this uneasy foreboding. That's the thing about them is that they just give you this chill factor, this off-putting
dread,
unnatural, evil. They appear damned, basically. You know, mm-hmm. they appear like almost demonic. You were talking about alien, but it could be like demonic, you know.
It sort of reminds me of like a wounded animal luring you in type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it said. It's like it appears to be a child.
Yeah.
Sadness and dread is what I watched... three videos today and then you know looked up different stories and dread is the word.
That's a keyword.
Yeah, they used a lot like you were well that's what they give off, you know, whoever had encountered these beings they got an immediate sense of just dread like something's not right, it's not good.
Now I personally didn't find anything. I don't know if you two have if you like go and check on them and see what's wrong with them if they're, you know, whimpering or, you know, like what would they do to you if you got too close to them?
What wouldn't they do to you?
We might get into that. I might have a little information on that.
Todd's got
like I said, I didn't find anything in my search.
So I went to, because you had mentioned, so 1998 was the first.
Or 96.
Well, 98 or was 98. When he talked about it. 96 was the actual incident.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, so okay. So 96 was the encounter. 98 is when he brought it to light.
Okay.
It was pretty much they give this like the first initial story that was brought to people's attention as far as like, hey, this is what I had happen, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So then that's when it the phenomenon just actually started, I guess, and then from there just built and built. Because more people, once they heard this guy's story, then they came out and were like, hey, that's okay, that explains what I had.
And then from that, it's been like worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah, so the first story was mentioned in 98 from a 96 incident. Brian Bethel, he was a reporter in Texas. He said he encountered two boys in 96. He was sitting parked in his car across from a movie theater. And these two boys in hoodies walked up to his car and, you know, thought it was kind of strange. I think it's nighttime. And he put his window down just a little bit and asked them, you know, what do you need? What's going on? And they wanted a ride. They were like, well, you know, can we get in your car? We want a ride to our mom so we can get money to come back to the theater to see Mortal Kombat. And thought it was weird because he looked at the marquee, mm-hmm. showed the time in the movie, and he said, boys, it's already started. By the time I take you, it's going to be too late. I mean, you know, waste your time or whatever. And so once he said no, they kind of started getting a little bit more pushier and pushier. Hey, you know, we're not, you know, we're just two boys. We're kids. You know, what are we going to do? We don't have a gun. We don't have weapons. You know, and they're just kind of getting a little bit, you know, pushier, like he said. And he just felt, what's going on here with these two kids? Well, then they kind of reveal their face a little bit more, and that's when he saw the black eyes, and he's like, okay, this is not.
Yeah.
This isn't normal. This isn't just two kids being
run.
Punks.
Right, yeah.
So he, yeah, so.
Dropper in gear, hit the gas.
Yeah, so.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so he just felt, and so he was the one that said he felt immediate dread, something was wrong, not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told him no, you know, and then he sped off.
I thought you were going to say you went to Mortal Kombat with him.
No.
I'll just pay for you kids. It's
fine. It already started, too. So. Right. Yeah. You're not going to waste money, Sean.
Well, there's always 15 minutes.
I mean, be smart about it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Previews.
Right. Hey, it was a great movie.
So he sped off, and as he looked in his rearview mirror, they were gone. And it was just a short little distance. So mm-hmm. he's like,
where did they go? Yeah.
Yeah, and so after that, yeah. So then he just kept it in, I guess, for 2 years and then decided to tell the story about these two boys in hoodies that freaked him out with black eyes and... From there, more people, around.
Those little black-eyed monsters, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that's the first story, official story, they say.
And that came from, they said in 2012 that Brian Bethel told his stories on a reality TV series, mm-hmm. Monsters and Mysteries in America. He wrote a follow-up article for the Abilene Reporter News, which is where he's from, that Abilene, Texas, right? He describing his experience and maintaining his belief that this was legitimate. So he still maintains this was a real thing. This is not something he imagined. In 2012, the horror film Black Eyed Kids, have you seen that?
I have not.
I haven't either. Did
no,
you?
I was going to say,
I figured Nate would be one. Like, yeah, I've seen that, of course.
No.
So Black Eyed Kids.
I didn't know they had a movie about it.
I didn't either until we were doing this. So it was produced with Kickstarter funding. Its director commented that the creepy children were an urban legend that's been floating around on the internet for years now. He'd always thought it was fascinating. So in 2013, an episode of MSN's Weekly Strange that featured reports of black eyed children is thought to have helped spread the legend on the internet. So it's like, but throughout all this, that, like I said, that Brian, he still said that Bethel, he says that this mm-hmm. is, this really happened to him. So it's hard. It's hard with him to, he has not changed his story. He has not changed that, you know, the legitimacy of it. So.
Right. And he said that the voices were very mechanical, robotic, mm-hmm. know, it wasn't natural. He said that when the first kid is the one who said, hey, you know, can you give us a ride and all this? And then when the second one spoke, that's when he felt, okay, they sound exactly the same. Something's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's when he started getting the feeling of like, okay, this is really not right. So, but he said their voices seemed mechanical and rehearsed, you know, not natural, not a natural way to speak.
So
he bailed.
Throughout all of this, there's hundreds of encounters. And like I said, it's not just in this country, it's around the world. And some of them are pretty spooky. So there, I know I found tons of them. We could read them over and over again, but I think just to give you kind of a taste of it.
Yeah.
This first one is Midnight Caller. It almost felt like a dream. I woke up to my dog, Lucy, barking. She was upright on the bed where my husband and I were sleeping with our 22-month-old daughter staring at our door like an unknown stranger was out there rummaging around. I thought she was just freaking out over a house noise. We'd only had her 3 months, and she was still a puppy. It could have been anything, our roommate, a creak from the house settling. the awnings moving outside in the breeze, I wasn't too concerned initially. I decided the best bet would be to open the door and show her nothing was there. It sounds a bit silly, but it's what we do with our daughter when she gets scared, and I figured it should work with a puppy too. I opened the door, and she raced to the front door. She stood there snarling at the door. It was an angry, violent growl, one I had never heard her make before. I looked groggily at her and opened the baby gate, blocking the doorway, planning to open the door and show her everything was okay. The second my hand reached for the deadbolt, Lucy went wild. She started barking and jumped toward me, and when I touched the metal, she suddenly changed her temper. She whimpered, almost like she was afraid, and backing down. As her mannerism changed, so did mine. I wasn't calm anymore. My heart was racing and sinking at the same time. I had been flooded with a mixture of fear and dread. I looked through the peephole. I can't explain why I looked, but I did. Outside were two kids. One was just a smidgen shorter than me and didn't look much younger. I'm 21, and she looked to be 16 or 17. She was slender and pale. Her hair was a light shade of honey blonde, and she wore it long with about mid-back with long, thin, blunt bangs in the front that covered most of her eyes. She wore jeans, a light wash that's popular right now, and a thin-looking olive-colored pullover-style hoodie. She held the hand of a small girl who looked to be around 3 or 4 in the same style jeans and a button-down ivory cardigan. The smaller one looked at the floor shyly, but had the same shade of hair tied back in a ponytail. She held a stuffed toy under her free arm, and it was identical to one of my daughters has, and was their style of dress. Had it not been for the feeling of overwhelming dread and fear, I probably would have asked these children in and given them some tea or hot chocolate to get them out of the bitter cold. Something about them seemed off. At this point, I hadn't made any noise. I hadn't shushed the dog or grumbled, nothing. I hadn't turned on the lights. These kids had no indications I was at the door. The older one spoke. She had a voice that was mature, confident, strong, and accentless. She held her head tilted toward, and I couldn't, her head tilted downward, and I couldn't see her eyes. She said, "We have to use your phone." I stood frozen in fear. How did she know I was there? She raised her head to face me directly, and that's when I saw her eyes. There was a reason I couldn't see them through her bangs before. They were black, or midnight blue, or a dark, dark purple. They were otherworldly. She said, "Our mother is worried." As someone who has always been interested in creepy stories, I knew that what she was the second she looked at me through the door. I have never been one to believe in these things. As a staunch atheist and skeptic when it comes to the paranormal, I had written off many a ghost stories from friends and family members eager to tell their tale. I didn't believe it. Still, I couldn't rationalize my way out of this. I was standing with her, but with nothing but a thin wooden door between me and a black-eyed kid. There was no questioning what was right in front of me. I did not answer her. Slowly and silently, I backed away from the door. Lucy still cowering at my ankles. She kept talking. "Just let us in to use your phone." I took another step back, and with that, the tone changed. At first, she seemed polite. When I took that second step back, she became commanding, almost hostile. "We're not going to hurt you. If we wanted to do that, we would have broken in. I'll ask again. May we come in and use your phone?" Lucy snarled at the door, and I inched backwards, though something inside me seemed to slowly be pulling me back toward the door. It wasn't a physical pulling so much as a subconscious need to go back and let them in. I got to my room, covered up my window, locked the door, and sat there in the dim light of the nightlight. I heard her call me back to the door once again, and then quiet. I didn't go back to sleep that night, and I haven't slept right since. I know from reading about them, the BEKs, they have an acronym, can't just come in without permission. I know they haven't hurt anyone, but I still fear I'll be the exception. When I told my husband, he said it was just a dream. He keeps telling me to forget it, but this lingering feeling of sadness, this dread when the house is silent at night, this fear of the knock at the door, this tells me otherwise. That is super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's an excellent example.
Yeah.
Here's a photo.
Let me see that.
Look at that. That's somebody took it outside of their door, just that kid staring at him.
With my old eyes here. Oh, wow.
And that's creepy. Now, seriously.
He's about 11, 10 or 11, yeah. Falls in that range.
They're very detailed with how these kids look and how they make them feel. That's the thing that's always, when you see these or hear these stories, and there's tons of them. Like I said, we could read these over and over and over again. There's this one about a bus encounter. And there's tons of them, and they're pretty long. There's one at Halloween where they thought it was trick-or-treaters, and it was these kind of kids. And it's the same kind of thing.
That would be...
Like I said, I mean,
freaky on Halloween.
What do they do to you?
So there's a I know I've got three or four stories and other stuff to talk about, but
yeah.
So I'm glad you brought, they so there's a there's an old I think it was an older couple, and then I've heard there's another story or two, but basically it's kind of all the same, you know, a little bit different here and there, but an older couple actually let them in their house, and they were like, I don't know if they were the first ones to do so, but what they experienced was they didn't get physically attacked. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, now we got knives, or they didn't try to strangle them or beat them up or anything, didn't steal anything. It's hard to get them out of the house.
Become sort of a loiter.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, okay, you know, I think they gave them something to drink.
They want money. They want phone privileges. What don't they want?
They just hung around, and they were just, but they just couldn't get, you know, they noticed something was weird, but then they saw their eyes. So then, okay, mm-hmm. They're like, this is not okay. Not good. And finally, got them out of there. But from that point on, the husband had nosebleeds. She had horrible nightmares. They got a feeling, and so what they say is they're like harbingers mm-hmm. of doom.
Yes,
it's like if you do let them mm-hmm. in, yeah. So they have physical
contact
thing. Well, they did. Oh, I mean,
they were close to them.
Yeah, but so because once they let them in, it's like yeah, they start having. Like I said, he had nosebleeds. He had constant. She had constant night like terrors. I guess like kids would have. They also had some. I don't know if I'm mixing my stories, but regardless, either them or it was another story. They said that they had like three cats. They were just cat people. Three of the four died immediately, like stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they let them in.
Omen style.
So just kind of So what? It's the same story. Or I'm mixing them all together. Yeah. So it's like bad things will happen mm-hmm. if you. Okay. You know. So they're not like killing you or attacking you.
You get the bad mojo.
Yeah.
You get bad stuff, darkness, bad mojo. Yeah. That's a great, yeah. So that's kind of
I think it's scary that they want to come in. That's, you know.
And they
it's
get
like,
pushy. A characteristic is they start out polite. Oh, come on. You know, we're cold or they we become, need. And then they just get, belligerent.
They get real well, pushy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one's a good one, and it's a little shorter one than the other one, but it's titled, You Must Let Me In. On March 17th, 2008, I had... Is that one of yours?
No, go ahead. Story.
On March 17th, 2008, I had one and only encounter with a black-eyed kid. Before my experience, I had never heard of anything having to do with the black-eyed kids. I was 12. I was sitting outside of a hairdresser's in an old Chevy pickup, waiting for my mom to get her haircut. About 15 minutes had passed, and I saw one kid walking back and forth along the sidewalk in front of my parked car. At first, I thought I recognized him as one of my friends from school, so I banged on the front windshield until he looked my way. It was not anyone I knew. At this point, I was not at all scared. Not yet. The boy walked over to the side of my car and just stared. I think to let me get a good look at his eyes to freak me out. Let me tell you, if you have never seen a black-eyed kid, you have no idea what to imagine. Pupils black as night sky. The boy whispers, "You must let me in." And then I locked the car doors and ducked down into the space below the seats. 5 minutes later, he was gone. When my mother got into the car, she told me a boy with black eyes had come into the hairdresser's and had insisted for my mother to give him the keys to the car. She refused. Thank God she did.
No kidding.
What in the world? Mm-hmm. Ugh, that gives me chills right there.
Well, when you said that, they've been known to go around during Halloween. I mean, how would you, you know, you're thinking, what a great costume.
Yeah, so watch it. Hey, everybody out there, you know? Just freaked you out. But seriously, be careful who you give candy to. Be careful who you let into
your
home.
Out for those pushy kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, they are out there. Those don't always have black black eyes.
No, they're just
they're just pushy.
Get off my porch. No, that's scary stuff. Now, notice there's a theme, though. They're pushy. They start out maybe polite, innocent mm-hmm. sounding, look, and then they get a little bit more and more, pushy and kind of aggressive sounding.
This is how my wife got me to marry her. No, I was kidding. So she was polite, and then she got pushed. No.
Black-eyed wife.
Black-eyed wife. Wait a minute. This is a whole other topic.
we'll do a mini on that one.
Just kidding, Jenna.
That's funny.
She's like, I'm not
going to
listen
anymore.
They've
got pale skin. A lot of them have pale skin. Mm, yeah. They just look lifeless. They said, and the attire, the clothes, I read that... and just hearing the same stories, it seems like they're always wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
some, you know, like jeans, that type, but they're never like dressed up or anything. The other thing is, it seems like they're always in pairs.
Yes. Yeah,
you never have one encounter with a single kid.
Not normally.
Kid.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right.
That normally. One was, but yeah, you're right. But most of the stories are two.
Yeah, and I've heard and read stories that there's more than two, but it seems like two, and then maybe, you know, a little bit more is the
average. Still, you just have to wonder, like we're talking about, like that alien feeling or that demon feeling or just that dark presence. It's like, why does that have, I mean, obviously besides the fact of what it looks like, but just that it has that foreboding that something isn't right here. That would totally creep me out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they also said there at times, though, they have period clothing.
Yes. They look like they're from another time.
They're
yeah.
like from the 1800s or mm-hmm. early 1900s where they look at these kids and they're not wearing the current hoodies or sweatshirts.
I also think about like, okay, if this is kind of a hoax and somebody doing this, but like what kids are going to be out at dark doing this kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that would be an extreme.
Kids
prank.
Are out and you're like, where are their parents? But.
And it occurring around the world, you know, that would be mm-hmm. pretty remarkable for people to be like, okay, we're going to fool a ton of people.
Yeah.
You know, that would be hard to do.
Hmm. Did you guys see where they're kind of the experts or people that have really studied these creatures, whatever you want to call them, what they think it's, they've been called aliens, vampires, because
yes.
of the, hey, let us in. You know, we can't come in unless you let us in.
Yep.
Kind of
yeah.
like the vampire
lore. Invited. Yeah.
Got to be invited. We can't go in.
Which, I mean, I've heard psyche vampires before. They're not. Everybody knows the traditional vampire of,
well, there's,
I want to suck your blood.
An energy vampire, right?
Vampire. They don't go after your blood. They want your life energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They want to absorb your energy.
There's people I know.
I want to do that. And I, you know, that gets into
I'm like, they just drain me.
This would be another topic for discussion, but succubus and incubus, that's a different
yeah.
kind
we'll
of
do,
energy,
we'll do some on yeah. those.
That's
are
some
interesting.
Nighttime. That's they're yeah. very interesting, I would have to say. They say on, there was a, it says, are the black-eyed kids real? There is a good reason to suspect black-eyed children are a real phenomena. This is kind of what we were talking about. The original sighting in 1996 was by a newspaper reporter whose interest in telling the story of what he experienced was more out of curiosity than fame-seeking. To this day, he maintains that the story happened the whole way he originally told it. Mm-hmm. There are also many, many independent eyewitness accounts spread through multiple countries who have described similar experiences. They corroborate. I can't say that very well.
That's a funny word.
Isn't it? Fun with words, right? Fun with words.
Collab.
They corroborate each other with the same MO. The children have pale appearances, like mm-hmm. Todd said, with all black eyes appearing in twos or threes, clothing style out of date a lot of times, needing to gain access to the witness's vehicle or home. It is important to keep in mind that the black-eyed kid stories isn't that phenomenal. It is something, if it were something they were making up as a story, they would try harder to make it more interesting or fantastical. The situations described seem creepy, but not like the plot of a horror movie. Just an everyday situation with some kids in it that just seem strange.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a good point, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you're making a case for one.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. In my notes here, it says, what I say, aliens and vampires. They said even some think that they could be the offspring. This one I'm kind of like, yeah, offspring of Satan and demons. Now that the demon thing I could buy, you know. I don't know. I'm just glad I haven't encountered one yet. But
yet,
you know, yeah.
There's always tonight.
I guess we're yeah.
not. Let's just not.
You're always a moment away of something.
Can you imagine if we
right?
were out here after these recordings and we stand out there and there's like, we need to come in. Like,
I'd
Nate.
I'm like, Nate,
we'll see you later. Tim, yep.
Talk to that guy.
That's why I tell you guys when you show up here, just come on in.
Yeah, right. You're like, I don't want to be outside.
Sam would take care of him, though.
Oh, shammy.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd be like, yeah, come here. Let me lead you where to go.
He's like, will you get me some food?
yeah, right. He would say, well, wait a minute, you got to get me.
He's like, I got black eyes.
Right. There is a, let's see here. I've got, I don't know, you have a story to tell Nate or anything?
No,
I've got about three.
Find a whole lot on them.
I thought the one story you just told, I thought that was going to be the one I had, but mm-hmm. It is not. I'm just trying to pick out which one I want to tell here. Actually, this one I can, until I find my other notes. So there's a woman, her name is Adele, and sounds like she was living by herself. I don't know exactly, but it really doesn't matter. She was laying in bed at night watching TV when she heard a knock at the door, and she's like, you know, and this, again, nighttime, like, who in the heck's that? She walked to the door, looked out the window, and two kids, again, in pairs, you know, in the age, you know, I think they look to be 10 or 11, standing outside her door. And she's like, what do you guys want? And they're like, can we come in? And she's like, no. And so she's like, this is really weird at this time, two kids by themselves, you know. Well, they get, again, start out kind of nice, kind of polite, and then they get a little bit more pushy. And she's like, no, I'm not going to let you in. And then they kind of revealed their eyes, and she's like, oh boy, not good. Yeah, so she's like, no, I'm not. And that's when they really, once, I think it's kind of like when they realized she knew what they were about, then they were, you know, and they said, we just want, she's like, what do you guys want? You know, she's like, can I call, you know, because she thought, well, maybe it's legit, but I can call someone for you, you know.
Yeah.
They said, we just need to use your bathroom. And she's like, no, there's no way you're coming in. But she said they were, you know, dressed in hoodies too. And I think it was two girls, I think. But she didn't let them in. And once, you know, the second or third time she told them, you know, when she refused, they just left. But it freaked her out for the rest of the night.
Go suck somebody else's soul out, huh?
Yeah. So, but it took her two or three times to say, no, you're not coming in, you know. And they, oh, I just want to use your bathroom. And she's like, no, no, it's not going to happen, you know. So
I do this kind of, when people try to.
Sean does that. Yeah, I just want to use your bathroom.
They don't. No. On the other side.
He's always going to people's houses.
Not very many people come to your door anymore.
Can I use your bathroom?
No, the last, right. Oh my gosh, a couple decades, people used to come all the time. And I was, you had to be very forceful. Now, none of them had black eyes, I'll be honest with you. But they'd always be trying to sell you something, and it was a hard sell.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like these kids are like maybe little sales people to be.
Seriously.
They're like, we're just practicing.
We're trying to raise money for our.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh, great. I don't want another magazine.
You have magazines, don't
right.
you?
Right. I don't want
Black Eyed magazines. this one's interesting.
Black Eyed Weekly.
This one's interesting. And it talks about some of these things that we've been talking about. Kind of wraps it up a little bit. It's called Survival Story. I helped them out once. Never, ever, under any circumstances, do that. I'm not sure what they do, but it feels as if they're ripping out your soul. They get really close to you, and you get amazingly drowsy. So this is good. Not good, bad, right? If it weren't for my girlfriend showing up mid-invasion, quote-unquote invasion, and kicking them out, I probably would be dead. I didn't even see the black eyes until I had let them in. They're getting smarter.
Oh.
It's like, that's super creepy.
So they're not revealing their black eyes until
you
get inside.
In. Yeah. So.
Smart jerks.
Don't trust anyone.
Yeah. So I wonder what, those are pretty eyes. Want to come in?
Yeah, no kidding.
That is real. That's a different twist. I hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they're kind of tricking you even more. Or they're not reviewing. I mean, yeah, you're not going to let some kid in with black eyes, but beautiful hazel
they're
eyes.
Mutating.
This one I found interesting. Here's a story. It said, not just are people at their homes and you know, cars. I think that's by 99% of the encounters, wanting inside a car or house. But a U.S. Marine. They got onto a Marine base, said, now this one I'll just read word for word. A U.S. Marine claimed to have a black-eyed kid knock on the barracks door while he was alone watching a movie. He went to see who it was and saw two black-eyed kids. Once he saw their face, he instantly felt panic and fear. Those are other words, instant panic and fear that people experience. So he was looking to see who was at the door, and the kids started stepping towards the door. And once he, like I said, he'd already seen their eyes and didn't feel good. He slammed the door shut because it sounded like he had opened up and they wanted in. And of course, he was alone, and so they left. But that was kind of, that'd be freaky.
Mm-hmm.
On a Marine base, military base that they're trying to get at. Yeah, I guess it was two boys. Yeah, so it's kind of. I don't know, man.
I was going to tell one more short one because it's titled.
I got a short one too.
You got a short one too? Okay. Soon. I live in a big city in South British Columbia, and it's 11:52 here as I type this. I had just got home from The Conjuring. Scary. I'm going to take out some. Yeah, exactly. Scary. You know what I'm telling you. There are a couple curse words in here. I was lurking on. I was lurking on a creepy and heard. I think that's some kind of website, and heard a knock on the door. I walked or maybe that she was just creeped out from The Conjuring. I walked over confused because I live alone and I'm a recluse. As I approached the door, I felt pure terror, the feeling you get when you feel like death is imminent or you're facing your biggest fear. When I opened the door, I was shaking madly. I was staring into the face of a 6'3" teenage girl. She was still 4 inches shorter than me, but my gosh, that lady must have been tall. But I felt like I was about to faint. She asked if she could enter the premises because her mom had left town and she lost her keys. She claimed she needed a couch to sleep on and was cold. I blinked and screamed bloody murder, slamming the door in her face. I ran to my door and grabbed my revolver. It says, yeah, illegal, I know, and sat in the recliner facing the door until I dozed off. When I woke up, I looked outside and she was gone, but the word soon was scratched weakly into my door. So somebody, that girl put soon.
Ugh. Well, yeah, no thanks. This, yeah, and the more you read these stories, I mean, yeah, they sound the same, but they're not.
Really. No, yeah, I mean, there's still slight differences in all the stories. Yeah,
I mean, there's so many pictures, and again, some of these pictures, I'm like, you could black out people's eyes and make them look scary, but
this one is in England, so this is the last story.
Jolly old England,
across the pond, and it says so. This Lee Brickley, he is a musician and a reporter. He was doing an investigation on a story from a mom and a daughter in England that had an encounter. And he says that a mom and daughter were walking down the street, and all of a sudden they'd heard a child scream. Looked around, didn't see anything, and all of a sudden this little girl appeared. Now she was by herself, so this is a story where there's not two. And she asked, you know, what was wrong? Is there anything we can do to help you? You know, where's your parents? And she, the whole time, she covered her eyes. She had her hands over her eyes.
Oh, that's creepy, too.
Mm. Yeah. And so she's like, what is, you know? And then all of a sudden, she revealed, you know, took her hands down. And then the mom saw the black eyes, grabbed her daughter to hold her to her. They took off. And when she turned around, the girl was gone.
Mm.
So, but he was kind of investigating that area and see if anybody else was, you know, and had that same encounter or she had been seen. Yeah. So it's kind of freaky. Yeah.
Yeah. This gives me the chills.
But she was by herself. Like we're talking about the little girl. Yeah. So, but she said she instantly felt scared when pulled her hands down and she could see her eyes, black eyes. Like, oh yeah.
I saw something that it was somewhat related to this, but it wasn't, it's talking about like babies being born with black eyes. And so I was trying to figure out, like, I've seen a lot of, yeah, and I mean, I've seen a lot of different medical disorders and things throughout the years in books, but personally, you know, I feel you never see it all, you know. But I was trying to look into what if this is something like a real thing, and they said there are different theories out there, but it got a little bit. They were talking about maybe DNA modifications or alterations, mutations, and they had pictures. And again, it's like, are these real? Is this like for real? But it's like talking about whether, you know, maybe that, you know, next generations of some kids, they did talk about whether it has anything to do with vaccines. You know, I don't want to, that gets a little bit, yeah, that's a little bit napalm, and I'm not trying to suggest that I'm not trying to stir up issues with vaccines, but it's like, they were talking about like two parents and some of they found Mexican or families in Mexico that were having these children. And they said the only thing that they could find, and they were still trying to figure this out, was that both parents had been fully vaccinated, you know, with various vaccines. But it's like, to me, I'm like, my wife and I have too. We didn't have any black-eyed children. So I wonder, maybe there is some kind of medical condition out there. I would love to know. I've not met any. I've never seen any. Again, you see pictures, and it's like, I'd love to see. I don't want to see them in person, but I'd like to see somebody that really has this condition and see, like, is it a real thing? But as far as the creep factor goes, that's a whole nother level of it and, you know, what we're trying to figure out. But I'm not sure.
And we're talking vaccines from back in the day, you know.
Like yeah. I'm not
polio.
I'm not talking. Yeah. That's why you say vaccines, it's like I said, it's kind of a napalm word right now.
You're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking years ago, all the, like I said, the vaccinations we've all had. So
yeah, that you know, I never thought about that.
But like they said that in research, they are trying to figure out why some of these kids are truly coming up with black eyes. Now, they're not going around trying to creep people out. They were showing babies with this kind of condition. So that, to me, is interesting, too. So I don't know much about it, and I couldn't find a lot on it, honestly. But
so basically, there's a kid out there that was born because of something like that, and the kid really had to use the bathroom. He's like, man, I just really just need to use the bathroom.
Nobody ever helps me.
I know.
I know. Well, would you?
I probably would. What is going on?
I had a picture of that baby too, but I was like, I wasn't sure whether I was going to go there or not, because I was like, I don't. It's a little controversial, but it's interesting though.
It is. And I was just fascinated.
I'd like
once
to see
I heard
it firsthand.
This.
You know,
I'm like, black-eyed kids, black-eyed children. What is up with that? You know, I don't know. Like, what do you think? Before we wrap this up and get into our other stuff, what do you think they are? If they're so, say they're real. I mean, say what you know. Let's. Well, first of all, do you believe? Do you think it's possible? And then second, if you think, yeah, then what do you think they would be?
I mean, I think almost anything's somewhat possible. I mean, yeah. I think you can really rule anything completely out, even if it's 0.0001% of possibility.
Because somebody's saying they had an experience. Yeah. So, yeah, we can't doubt them.
When I was initially looking at them, I saw that they may be paranormal, you know, entities. I was sort of leaning that way, but now with discussing them, I'm sort of figuring like a demonic element to them.
Yeah,
is sort of how I feel.
I agree. That's right.
And then with some of it, like a you know, a psyche vampire type thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, that's what I would lean
seeking
to.
Life energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that too. I feel that way too, that if it is something out there that does, you know, children shouldn't induce fear, you know, like you said, unless it's children of the corn or children of the stairs or something like that. But they're, you know, that's a ghost.
The twins and Shining.
A ghost or a dark entity.
Yeah, they weren't
a
good.
Demon. Yeah, exactly. No bueno.
They creeped me out when I was a kid. When I watched that movie. That was another movie I watched. I'm like, what?
But I think it would
10
be.
10 years old.
I agree. It's a dark entity. Now, I've never seen them. But again, if there's this many stories, it's possible. I'm not 100%. Yeah. Like, it's hard to be 100% on anything anymore. But I'm over 50%. I'm sure. Like, 60-ish. Maybe.
I think it's demonic.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
When I first heard him, I thought, because I don't buy that or like a
if you encounter
psyche
it,
vampire.
I think, yeah, I agree.
I don't believe in the alien angle.
I mean, I can see it's possible. Telepathy and, you know, draining you that way. But
yeah,
I'd lean more towards the demonic.
I don't know. I that's what I lean.
Alien's supposed to be more of a fun topic, right? Which has no fun fact. Well, not always, but
no,
I don't know.
Have you ever
stories.
Seen War of the Worlds?
Yeah, exactly. I loved it too, but yeah, I wouldn't want to be part of that.
Yeah, I thought this would be a good topic to talk about because it's
different. Oh, it was great.
Yeah. Anytime
it's
you can talk about
different
kids, and then you add the creepiness that kind of adds a little bit more to it.
It's a great topic, honestly. I mean, it really is.
So yeah, I mean, I've never seen one. I hope I don't.
Yeah,
you know, to be honest with you, but
yeah, me too. I don't really want to.
Don't come knocking
on
my
door. If I do, they won't be invited in. I'm not gonna. I don't care how bad you need to use the bathroom
in your real life or in a dream or nightmare or whatever. I wouldn't want none of it. It's
just think of that couple. That I mean, the husband. I keep saying dad. The husband had the nosebleeds, and then the cats. Three out of the four cats. Like, I mean, they were healthy, I guess. You know, and like that was weird. And then she had just constant nightmares. That'd
super
be awful.
Weird.
You know, I mean, that doesn't sound. I mean, they didn't die. But, you know, oh, well, actually, I do. I did read a story. This is, they were just kind of, it was a story of like saying, like, this person had that. It wasn't like a whole story of the encounter, but just some of the side effects. One woman attributes, she got cancer.
Oh, wow.
She was healthy, no issues, had an encounter with a black-eyed kid, started having some, you know, some ailments, not feeling well. Went to the doctor. He's like, "Yeah, I don't know what kind of cancer," but she's like, "Oh gosh, yeah."
You'd think
I mean, just
sucking energy, they would.
So that's another. Yeah, it's just
if you had your life essence taken away from you, of course, that's gonna could leave room for disease like a cancer.
Yeah, so that's how they kind of do their stuff. If you just not good.
Yeah,
not good. This is a good discussion, but it's super creepy.
Yeah, it is. So
it fits the bill.
Oh, yeah. It fits the bill.
It really does.
Yeah, add them to the Slender Man.
Yeah.
Black-eyed kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe their kids.
The Wendigo.
Maybe that's their dad, Slender Man.
Yeah.
I told you, we've said this before in other podcasts, that this all, it all intersects together, and it links to this and that, and this just links right in there.
I hear you. That makes sense. So, well, guys, I hope the listeners, I think they'll get creeped out by the black-eyed kids.
I know they're going to get creeped out.
So, with all that, Sean. It's all yours, buddy.
Now, you're going to laugh, but my middle-aged moment originally, and you will, because it was George Michael's Gotta Have Faith. No, I'm kidding. That was last time. Just kidding. So, but I was going to do something almost as funny just for a laugh, but it's like, no, I didn't go there. But I was going to do Peter Gabriel In Your Eyes.
That's a great song, though.
It
I love Peter Gabriel.
And maybe I'll save that for another time.
He's awesome, yeah.
I was like, that's a very heartwarming song to
count. Oh, I love it. Love it.
But I came instead. I did have
that
it.
That is funny.
I had it pulled up even a couple days ago to do as the middle-aged moment. And so, but this came in across my eyes recently. And so I actually sent it to myself so I'd have it. But this is called Life's Simple Truths. I like this. This is really good. Barely the day started, and it's already 6 in the evening. Barely arrived on Monday, and it's already Friday. And the month is already over, and the year is almost over. And already 40, 50, or 60 years of our lives have passed. And we realize that we lost our parents, friends, and we this is supposed to be a middle-aged moment, right? The happy time. But anyway, we'll get there. Hold on. And we realize, we've lost our parents, friends, and we realize it's too late to go back. So let's try desperate. Let's try, despite everything, to enjoy the remaining time. Let's keep looking for activities that we like. Let's put some color in our gray. Let's smile at the little things in life and put balm in our hearts, B-A-L-M. And despite everything, we must continue to enjoy with serenity this time we have left. Let's try to eliminate the afters. I'm doing it after. I'll say after. I'll think about it after. We leave everything for later, like after is ours. Because what we don't understand is that afterwards, the coffee gets cold. Afterwards, priorities change. Afterwards, the charm is broken. Afterwards, health passes. Afterwards, the kids grow up. Afterwards, parents get old. Afterwards, promises are forgotten. Afterwards, the day becomes the night. Afterwards, life ends. And then it's often too late. So let's leave nothing for later, because still waiting to see later, we can lose the best moments, the best experiences, best friends, the best family. The day is today. The moment is now. We are no longer at the age we can afford to postpone what needs to be done right away. It looks like an eternity, but it's a short trip. Enjoy life and always, always be kind.
Amen to that.
I like that. Yeah.
Getting older. Yeah.
It's got a picture of an old couple on a bench and it's reflected in this young couple.
The young couple.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like, about right. Kind of like up, you know? So it is. And it did. I read that and I was like, oh, that was good. It was an old boss of mine posted that actually from the golf course. And I thought, man, that's really good. So it's, at all ages, that really kind of hits home, especially as you get older.
Don't wait around to do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I promised there was a good message there, but it was a little dark. But good Lord, so are these black-eyed kids.
Yeah.
It's hard to slunk out of that darkness, right?
No, I like that a lot. It's a great message that I think all of us need to adhere to.
And I'll cap it off.
Wait around.
I'll cap it off by singing In Your Eyes.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
The listeners get a little bonus.
Yeah,
a little bonus. And that's probably when they shoot
their click, click.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
We're going to talk about mental health now. we already did that, right?
That's right.
All right.
We got you guys.
So that was the middle-aged moment, and we love it. So we also want to tell you a few more announcements about our email address. So makopodcast@gmail.com. So that's two A's in Mako. You can get a hold of us with your merch orders, with any kind of story ideas, and just reaching out and saying, hey, and telling us what you think about the podcast. We love to hear from you through Gmail. We know that's the old way to communicate, but it's not that old, right? So anyway, get a hold of us that way. You can always find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Of course, we're TikTokers now. Middle-aged creeped out on all of those. And you can listen to us on all kind of podcast platforms. There's so many, I can't even name them all. So iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher.
You could, but you don't want to.
I could, yep. So .. right?
How much time do we got?
And I'm spent.
It'd be a 4-hour
it
episode.
It is, but there's a ton. Yeah, basically, if it's out there, we're on it, most likely.
Somebody, not too long ago, I think my kids have said the same thing, but there was a young, he's in his early to mid-20s. I'm trying to think who it was, and they said, email. Nobody emails nowadays. And I'm like, I go, really? Is that certain? They're like,
it's a thing of the past. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, instant message or text. That's, you know, I'm like, I go, well, they still have email. They're like, he's like, yeah, but nobody uses it. And I'm like, I'm not that old, am I?
It's right next door to letter writing.
You still use it for like, business, corporation type stuff.
That's what I told him. Yeah. I'm trying to think who said that, but. Yeah, I guess emailing.
Darn
kids. Personally, I know.
We are from the 1900s, right?
Let me get my chisel and stone ledger out.
Back in my day, we used to email. We still do. Get my 8-track.
I'm going to email you, and you're going to like it, right?
Well, did I tell you guys that when I was doing lights for our contemporary worship service. And the guy that at the time, he and his son, I think his son did the, he did the slides. The dad did the slides. And his son did the, oh gosh, what was it? The sound, I think, or something. I'm trying to think. And high school age kid, good kid, you know. And his dad said, tell him what you found in the, and he was my age, you know, the dad. Maybe a couple years younger, but he said, tell Todd what you found in your history book. And he goes, they were talking about cassettes.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, are you kidding
come
me?
Come on. That's ancient goes, history now.
I go, it's cassettes, really? He's like, yeah. They're in your history book?
What about 8-tracks?
Yeah. And then he's like, what's that? He didn't know what that was.
That is a stone tablet.
But you know what's funny? Yeah. He knew he had heard, obviously, records.
Yeah.
Cassettes from the history book. But the 8-track was, I don't know. I was like, I don't like that. His dad, Dan, he was like, I know. I felt the same way.
We were talking about at work today, we were talking about old cell phones, and then we got onto old TVs and the tube TVs, and we're like, you know, those things fall on you. They'd kill you. Right?
Yeah, they're 1,000 pounds.
Oh, my And then gosh. We used to have those cabinet TVs, and when they would go out, you'd leave it there because it's too heavy
to move. Had the speaker.
Yeah. And
you'd the mesh speaker.
Or you'd put
a new TV on top.
On top of it, and you'd be like, what are we doing here? But it was perfect. You know,
great TV stand. With the TV.
Look, kids, we got another TV.
No kidding. I mean, they were,
Pitcher in pitcher.
I was going to say the original Pip, right? We've got Pip.
That and we've talked about it at work before when like VCRs got popular and microwaves. I remember I was a freshman in 86 when we got a VCR.
I remember our first microwave.
We are rolling now. Yeah. So I started recording wrestling matches.
Oh, yeah.
And
recording stuff and watching it when
remember
you
when they came out with the recorders and rewinders where you could just pop them in and rewind them real fast.
And they go fast, right.
Yeah.
It was like, my God. Yeah, when we got the VCR and the microwave, this is big time. Watch out. The Hedges household
class.
Is awesome.
We're going to have flying cars next.
Yeah, big time. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Check the old VCR out.
It's like we all had the same childhood.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the 20-button cable box.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people can go, remember, too.
And some, there's some younger. What are you talking about?
They are middle. They're old.
We used to use, talking about case tape recorders.
Don't break a hip, Grandpa.
Tape recorders. We used to use tape recorders to record TV shows. Did you guys ever do that? And then we label them like cartoons. It's like, why would you do that? But we thought it was the coolest thing because you could listen to
Heckle
and Jekyll.
Yeah.
But it was audio. But we thought it was the coolest thing. Like, we're going to record this.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I just remember putting the scotch tape over the tab on cassettes
so you can record over them.
Use them again.
Yep.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I do feel old now. Yeah. We better sign off.
We better sign off quick.
This is terrible. We might not make it through.
Nate, take us off this road.
Yeah, what do you think, man?
Hey, what do you say to a black-eyed kid when he's standing on your porch?
I don't know.
Nothing. You already told him twice. That's a wrap.
Oh! Hey!
He's all here.
He's here all night, kids. Don't forget to tip your waitress. He is here all week. Well, you heard it, man. That's awesome. I was like, little joke there. Little lead-in. I like it. Well, we want to thank you guys for listening to episode 33 on the Black Eyed Kids. And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.